Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Tazria and in Parshas Mitzora, we hear about Sara'as, the spiritual disease of the skin, clothing, and even on buildings. And there is a seemingly strange connection or link between Sara'as and the Galus. So first of all, way back in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, when Bnei Yisrael were slaves, they were in Galus, in Mitzrayim, Moshe was confronted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the burning bush to save Bnei Yisrael. And when Moshe asked for a sign, so Bnei Yisrael would believe that indeed Hashem sent him, Hashem made a miracle, and he made Moshe's hand full of tzara'as. Why was that the sign that Hashem chose to give Moshe? And another interesting connection between Sara'as and the Galus is in the Gemara in Masachah Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadiches Amar Aleph. The Gemara there recounts a conversation between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Eliyahu Hanavi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu Hanavi, "When will Mashiach come?" And Eliyahu said to him, "Go ask him yourself." Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu, "Okay, I'll go ask him. Where is he sitting? Where is Mashiach sitting?" And Eliyahu said to him, "He's sitting among poor people who suffer from illnesses." And on that Gemara, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, the illnesses that they suffer from is tzara'as. Rashi says, based on Psukim in Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Gimel, Mashiach himself has tzara'as, and so do the people he's sitting with. So again, all of the people with tzara'as, the Gemara says, untie their bandages, all of them at once. They untie them and they tie them all at once. But the Gemara says Mashiach himself unties one bandage and then ties that bandage one at a time. So why does he do that? Why? Because, says the Gemara, Mashiach says, perhaps I'll be needed to come to bring the Geula. Therefore, I never tie more than one bandage at a time, so I won't be delayed. So again, what's the message that the Gemara is trying to convey here, that Mashiach has tzara'as and he sits among people with tzara'as? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. Perhaps one can suggest the connection between tzara'as and the galus in Mitzrayim and our galus comes from the Haftorah for Parshas Mitzora. The Haftorah is in Sefer Melachim Beis Perek Zayin, and it's about four Mitzora'im, four people with tzara'as. The Haftorah takes place in the Shomron, the capital of the northern kingdom of Malchus Yisrael, during the reign of King Yehoram. And at that time, the Malchus Yisrael was under constant threats from the people of Aram, the Arameans in today's Syria. The Haftorah begins with four Mitzora'im, four people with tzara'as expelled from the city. They're looking back on the walls of Shomron, the city of Shomron, and they're seeing a besieging Aramean army. And the four Mitzora'im are so desperate that they prefer to throw their fate to the Arameans. They say, if the Arameans let us live, great. And if we die, that's fine also. And the Haftorah continues and describes how the four of them go to the Aramean camp, and they find a fully stocked camp. Horses, tents, weapons, provisions, but no soldiers. It's too good to be true. The Arameans retreated. And now there's more details and aspects to the story, but again, the question is, why is it significant that the people who witnessed the retreat of the Arameans had tzara'as? Why is that significant to the story? I understand that because they had tzara'as, they were outside of the city, but still, there must be some message, some import to the fact that they had tzara'as. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. One of the common denominators of all of these stories, Moshe's hand with tzara'as, Mashiach having tzara'as, the four people with tzara'as in Haftorah, in each of these stories, the highlight of the story is how quickly things turn around, how quickly things change for the good. The Arameans were sieging the city, and they left quickly, just like that. The threat was over. Things looked so bleak, so desperate, and yet in a quick moment, the threat was gone. The darkness, so to speak, was lifted, and it was light again. And that's the message from the beginning of Sefer Shmos as well. The sign that Hashem sent Bnei Yisrael through Moshe was tzara'as. Moshe's hand was cured from tzara'as quickly. Bnei Yisrael heard loudly and clearly Moshe's hand had tzara'as, and it looked dreadful, shocking. But just like that, it's gone. That's what Bnei Yisrael had to hear. They had to hear then and now. Things look bad. But look, the galus can disappear quickly. miraculously. That's what Mashiach does, according to the Gemara we just mentioned. He has tzaras, but he's ready to come at any minute, as soon as we are ready. And I want to add one more thing. I'm recording this Dvar Torah a couple of days after Motzei Shabbos of the 6th of Nisan, Tafshin Pei Gimel. This was the night that Iran sent hundreds of missiles and drones to Eretz Yisrael, and we were nervous, and we said Tehillim, and many of us made sure that our shelters were properly stocked, and nothing. As quickly as they came, that's how quickly Hashem brought miracles upon miracles. Nothing happened. And it's things like that, miracles like that, that remind us again and again, even though the galus has been so long and so painful, the geula can come, or aspects of the geula can come quickly, miraculously. God willing, we will see the geula come quickly. Have an amazing day, everyone.